me, Nika.
We don't have a regular episode for you, but we're coming at you with season 3, episode 1 of The Foaming Tankard to give you just a little taste of what is waiting for you if you head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Like, if you've ever wanted to know, I wonder what Tim's like as he plays an elephant? Or what's Lex getting up to outside of the dog park? All of these and more are waiting for you in 4 seasons of Foaming Tankard episodes. There's also on the Patreon unreleased content that you can't find anywhere else. So check out the episode and afterwards head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Don't forget, we'll have a stream tomorrow night on Tuesday, and then we'll be having a regular episode back in the feed for you next Monday. So in the meantime, keep it dicey.
Judging by the time, which is 3:03, our storyteller should be arriving in 3 seconds.
I'm here. I got lost. I found a shortcut, so I made it right on time. Ow, baby, yeah, I made it. Bartender, is this the foaming tank top at the... tankard?
Why, yes it is. Rudolph, I assume.
I think I am. Yeah. I'm here to tell you your patron's story.
Excellent. The stage is yours.
Well, I mean, they said you'd pay me some upfront.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, you know how it goes, you know, no pay, no play.
Well, here's some silver.
What the fuck is this? You know, give me that bottle. That bottle, I get paid in drink.
Really? They didn't clarify that. In the letter, it stated 5 silver.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're absolutely fucking correct. I get paid in 5 silver serpent tongues.
Silver serpent tongues? Be careful. This stuff is strong. I use it to clean the floors after spring break. And even then, I have to dilute it 50-50 with water.
Oh, give me... Oh, man, that's the good stuff right there. Oh, so, all right. So let me go over to the stage and kind of set up and, you know, just give me a minute, okay? Hey, assholes! Hey, all of you assholes out there, shitheads! Listen up and let me drop you some fucking lore!
The world has gone to shit. And nobody wants to deal with it. Fucking demons everywhere. Not the sexy kind. I have happily stepped up, drank water from the bitter cup of cleaning up the mess. Not the sexy kind. And what do I get? All my troubles. A group of wankers stealing all the glory. Those Atlanta Falcon assets. Can go fuck themselves. Because Drunk Rose has one true hero. Me and my merry assistants. They kind of assist me a bit here and there. But it's mostly just me. Well, it's all me. We have saved countless people. Farms and towns and cities. We have raised funds for orphans. And I personally killed Pyre and Tiamat. And all the dragons and demon things. And know the truth will be told. And those Atlanta Hawks bitches only get stitches, because the truth hurts like fuck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the fuck are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Drunk Rose is at the height of the demon apocalypse. Fennekin, the evil cleric of Orcus, has opened a massive portal to the abyss, which swallowed the entire city of Kar, and basically hundreds of thousands of demons are pouring out of it. They've taken over the land. They've rampaged. But, you know, one group of heroes has been keeping these horrors at bay. This group consists of a bard, a barbarian, a cleric, a fighter, and a ranger. There's also this other well-known but frankly overrated group called the Atlanta Falcons. And they've recently been spotted in the area. And they're apparently building an army in an effort to close this portal. And I forgot to bring up your buddy Blitz. Blitz is, he's essentially Rudolph's kind of sidekick. He's a half-ent, half-tree person, essentially. Some people call him Blitz the Ent or Blitz Ent. So you're all, you know, you've all just killed 100 demons, saved an orphanage, and you're back at the tavern having a few drinks to celebrate when Blitz comes bursting in and he says, "Hey, everyone." Everyone, you know, as is tradition, says hi back to him, and we'll go around the table and each person will go ahead and say hi and then describe themselves a little bit. Let's start with Allie.
Hey, Turdwaffle.
You're not supposed to call me that.
So Wynn is a wood elf barbarian who likes to fight things.
All right, you're a wood elf.
Yes.
A traditional drunker as a wood elf.
Turdwaffle.
It all tracks. David, who are you playing?
Hello. And I am playing a half-orc fighter named Blake, and I specialize mostly in range attacks.
Okay. Mr. McMahon?
Hey, old Blitzent. I'm playing Tommy Ribbons, a Goliath cleric of the secret, who is here to change your life.
And Jonas?
Hey! Good to see you. I'm currently on the floor. I am Rudolph, a bard that is clearly a heavy alcoholic and a complete narcissist.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, he goes,
I was scouting along the road to Carr, and I spotted a group of demons, and they were transporting a prisoner, and you're not gonna fucking believe who it was.
Who was it?
Tom the Dragonborn.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
One of those falcons?
Yeah. One of the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh my god. We've gotta do something.
Who? The Atlanta Falcons. The second most renowned group of adventurers in all of Drunkeros.
No. I've written a bunch of songs about them. They're pussies.
Whoa. They,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but like, shouldn't we still help the dude?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be good to help him out.
Remember what we talked about, Rudolph. You want to be the change you want to see in the universe.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, fine. If this is what you want to do, can we do it tomorrow morning? Or tomorrow afternoon?
They're going down the road right now.
Oh, Jesus.
So, and look, we'll be able to like rub their faces in it, and no one will ever say anything about the Atlanta Falcons anymore.
Dude, I'm just getting started here. I'm like on drink 12. I'm just getting started, and it was just starting to get good.
Last call.
Last call. Okay, fuck it. Let's do it. It's last call anyway. Okay.
I've got the keg of holding, so it's fine. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
I'll come over to Rudolph and reach into my pack and take out my life flask of endless water and say, Rudolph, it's important to hydrate. We need you sober for this.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen, buddy.
Just a little. It's got cucumber.
But it tastes like water.
That's because it's water.
No, it's the most pure vodka you've ever had.
Are you gonna try to persuade me of that?
Roll deception.
Oh boy.
That's a 12.
Do I roll something?
Yeah, I think a wisdom save.
That's a 9. So I buy this completely. Are you not, you're not kidding me, right?
No, definitely not. It's pure vodka. I had like a sip of it and I was drunk for a solid hour.
Okay, just hand it over. Just hand it over. I won't drink too much on the way. I'll just take a sip here and a sip there.
So Blitz, the half int, can you show us where are they located?
Of course I can. Of course I can. Everyone follow me.
We follow, or I do.
So he brings you out onto the main road and sneaks you off to the side. After, you know, maybe 20-minute walk, you were able to intercept this group. And sure enough, up ahead, you see what appears to be two sort of demonic-looking centaur things. They're like essentially four-legged horse demons with human torsos. And they're dragging between them what appears to be a dragonborn. And surrounding those are six more goatmen who have these extra long, extra satanic looking horns. And so they're sort of they're their sort of outer ring and inner ring dragging along this dragonborn is these horse boys.
Does the dragonborn, does it appear that he's fighting or is it just limp?
He seems to be shuffling along.
Mm.
So he does appear to be conscious.
And hot.
And wicked hot.
And it's two of those centaur guys, right?
Yep. So there's eight total bad guys.
Rudolph looks at the crew and says, all right, so, you know, it's basically, I mean, it's five of us. It's four of those horsey men over there. So, you know, I think I can take out two if someone else can take out two. And then, you know, there's a horde of, I have no idea what the others are. Does anybody have a plan?
My only plan in all these situations is attack.
I'm down for that.
I could try to talk to them.
You don't talk to horsey men. It's like, what are they going to say?
I'm a horse.
At this point, do they see us?
They have not seen you yet. You can attempt to ambush them if you would like.
Yeah. I have a bow at the ready and take aim.
Could I make the assumption that that Tom would have been waiting for a distraction and would have had a sleight of hand roll ready for such a time as something would happen?
I think you can say that. I think that's safe to say.
Okay.
And just for the group, about how far are we from the villains?
Currently around 150 feet. You can get a little closer.
Wow. Oh, yeah. We're going to need to get closer.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to make a stealth roll.
Oh, boy.
All right. So y'all are going to try to...
Moving in.
Sneak up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to distract them out front while you sneak in the back?
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
What do you propose?
I give them the old sales pitch, and I take out a book out of my... So I'm wearing a suit, a nicely tailored, fitted suit that is actually lined with mithril chainmail and is open to a V-neck with a button-down shirt that's also open to the V-neck to show off the Goliath tattoos that sort of trail up my neck and over my head.
So this is a plunging V.
Yeah, it's a plunging V. And I pull out from the suit jacket pocket my well-worn copy of The Secret, and I can go and talk to these people.
I would suggest you go around that way while we go around this way, so when they see you, it'll give us possible advantage.
I think that sounds good.
All right, so Tommy... which is great choice for a name.
Just add to the confusion. Got Michaels and Tommies all over.
Hey, Mike. No, the Mike playing Tom. Yeah, let's have you all roll a stealth.
Okay.
Oh boy. I apologize in advance.
And Michael, I am waiting for one of the demons escorting me to notice that there's people here, is what I'm waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't noticed, but
all right.
I rolled a 17 minus 1 is 16.
14.
Yeah, I got 18.
Oh, Jesus. I rolled a 1.
So Wynn trips over a log, I guess, and falls into just a huge pile of very crunchy leaves, and all of them turn and look at you. And if anyone wants to say anything, I'll give you a quick second to do that before, because they appear to be readying to attack.
I will hold up the book and say, "Hail and well met, friends. Have you felt like there's something missing in your life?"
Well, fuck this, let's kill him.
Who put this horking log here?
I am literally covered in my own vomit at this point. Gross.
Okay. Who are you? What do you... We are agents of chaos, and you shall be destroyed.
Have you considered that you're using chaos to fill the hole that's in your heart?
I guess roll persuasion.
Michael, I got a 32 on my sleight of hand.
Okay. You were able to pop the lock without anyone noticing.
Well, I had something specific in mind, if you're cool with that. In that, I'm assuming I had like a couple of demon guards escorting me.
Yeah, the two centaurs.
Can my bindings be slipped off and then join their two hands together with the bindings?
I mean, with that roll, for sure. Tommy, I am going to have you roll with a disadvantage.
Okay. Well, okay. So the first die was an 8. Second die is a 14. So we're going to go with the 8 plus 6, 14 on persuasion.
All right.
Kill them! Kill them all!
Wow. I really thought that was going to work for a second, but here we are.
Everyone please roll initiative.
All right.
All right, my dice are going in the garbage.
Should I be rolling initiative too, Michael?
Or? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Holy shit. I've never played a fighter before today, and I love it. So I rolled a 13. My initiative is 20.
Damn.
Jesus.
Damn.
Wynn got a 10 total.
I've got a 20 initiative as well.
Woohoo.
Mm. 27.
Jesus.
Wowie.
All right, I'm going fucking last.
I have a 16.
All right.
Like a 17 minus 1.
Nice.
That log really fucked me over, guys.
It did. It really did.
It was
did.
A good plan. I was going to go like do my song and dance, and you guys... Anyway.
How many are there?
8.
You mean 16, right?
I mean, do you want there to be twice as many?
Well, that's what I see.
All right, well, Rudolph, you are going first.
Yeah, Rudolph is a tiefling. He has only one horn. He lost the other in some scrap at some point in the past, and he's the drinking hasn't been kind to his skin, so he has like the classic, he has the red nose, right?
Of course.
He's obviously someone that has way too much fun with the drink.
Some would even say it glows.
He's kind of he's kind of thin and wiry, but so that's essentially how he looks. And right now he's looking kind of wobbly. and as he starts his turn, he starts with his bardic inspiration, which is his bonus action. And who is closest to the 8 horsey guys?
You can set yourself up however you like. So you are pretty far away. I'm going to say that you've moved up to 100 feet before the log incident. So you're about 100 feet away right now.
I think Tommy would have stepped out in front of the group trying to talk to them. And then, of course... Tom is in the middle of them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very close.
So, all right. So basically, Rudolph, he uses his bardic inspiration on Tommy. go fight the fuckers, Tommy.
Oh my God.
Do it. Fight the fuckers. So that was the bardic inspiration.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Rudolph.
And, So we're about 100 feet away, right?
Yes.
All right, so he moves about 10 feet up,
mm-hmm.
and he casts Confusion on the large group of enemies.
Okay. I think you might have confused your own group.
That's nothing new. So its range is 90 feet. Each creature in a 10-foot radio sphere centered on a point you choose within range. So essentially, you know, I see two dragonborn people. I know one of them we're supposed to rescue. I'm not sure about the other one, so I target him. And the components are actually three nutshells. And just luckily enough, I am real life eating pistachios right now. So I'm assuming Rudolph is somehow doing the same thing. So the spell assaults and twists creatures' minds, spawning delusions and provoking uncontrolled action. Each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose within range must succeed on a wisdom saving throw when you cast the spell or be affected by it. An affected target can take reactions and must roll a d10 at the start of each of its turn to determine its behavior that turn. So, yeah. Wisdom saving throw and then a d10 to on the behavior.
Okay, and you're centering it on one of the toms.
Yes, one of the visible dragonborn.
Okay, people. So it's gonna get.
Wait, are they both toms?
Yes, they are.
he's just seeing double. It's just there's just one.
Oh, okay. Oh Jesus!
It's gonna get Tom and the two centaurs, and then two of the goatmen as well. So Tom, roll wisdom saving throw.
Jonas, you're about to fuck up my introduction.
What do they have to get, Jonas?
The spell save is 17.
Okay.
I got an 18, my dude.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Hell yeah. All right. So one of the goatmen beats the save, makes the save. But the two centaurs and another goatman are confused. And what happens to them again?
So give me their D10 rolls, and I'll read you the behaviors that they take up. Yeah,
That's an 8.
It's an 8. The creature uses its action to make a melee attack against a randomly determined creature within its reach.
Christ!
Okay. Does he do it instantly, or just on his turn?
Yeah, each of his turns. Yeah.
Okay, it is his
turn. So they must roll. They must roll a d10 on the start of each of their turns, and that determines the behavior. Yeah,
nice, perfect. Nice.
Yeah,
you're so lucky, Bachman.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, luckily it is the first goatman's turn, and he is going to swing. There are four people within range. There's Tom and the two centaurs and another goatman. So we'll say Tom is number one, centaurs are two and three, and goatman is four.
Who's attached to each other? Is it the centaurs?
The centaurs.
Okay.
All right, well, he is going to get one of the centaurs. So he's going to do a melee attack. He's going to use his barbed tail. They actually all have barbed tails, centaurs and the goatman.
Mm.
It's like a thing.
Like a lion having a spiked penis.
Yes. Let's not talk about spiked penis.
Not yet. It's all I can think about.
So he's going to hit Demon Centaur. Apparently there's like a weird brackish fluid coming off of his tail as well.
Ooh.
Okay. The centaur's going to make a saving throw that he's going to fail. And he becomes poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tom, you're up.
Okay.
You have confused people all around you, two of which are linked together with shackles.
Do they know they're linked together yet?
They will realize it on their turn.
Okay.
You would. I will say that you'll be able to dip away from them without them getting opportunity attacks on you.
Okay. Yeah, I would have had to stab them to get out of the opportunity attacks, so that's good to know. I still may do that.
Tom did a sleight of hand?
Yeah. Yeah. Tom's always been able to do that.
Okay.
My hood is already up. I think we can all agree that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, of course, Tom would have his hood up. I want to go ahead and make a check to hide.
Okay.
25.
So essentially what we're saying is in the chaos and confusion, you're able to sort of slink away from all of these guys.
Right. And are we in like woods, a bit like in like
you're traveling down a road, there's woods.
There are trees
on either side of the road. Yeah.
Like, am I close to these trees? Can I climb one of these trees?
You could probably get into a close tree.
And yeah. I look for the closest tree.
All right. You find a tree.
And I scamper up like a squirrel. I can climb really fast, and I do it.
Is this a special thing?
Yeah, it's a special thing, and I'm trying to find it. I know I have it, but I'm not sure where it went.
I just rolled perception. Where'd that guy go?
Yeah, second story work. Climbing no longer costs you extra movement. And when you make a running jump, distance covers plus four. I'm not making a running jump. But yeah, I want to like vanish and then scamper up into a tree.
Okay, you do that. You're in a tree.
That's it. I did it.
What does Tom look like, Mike?
Tom looks like a... Tom's actually very surprised that Blitz could recognize him. He's got a cloak on. He's got kind of, you know, you could probably just see like his nose and mouth like sticking out from underneath the cloak's hood. Mm-hmm. But definitely not the, definitely not like his eyes or anything. Those are in shadow for sure. And he's kind of hunched over. You see no sign of, again, player knowledge and character knowledge, but you see no sign of any large swords. You know, just not what we as the listener would typically associate with Tom.
Hmm. Real dark Kermit vibe.
Yeah, he's dark Kermit. He's
beautiful. Okay, Blake.
So again, Blake. He's a half orc, big tough guy. He's about 6 foot tall. Grayish skin. His arms and you know the skin that you can see is just full of scars, like he's been battling and fighting his entire life. But the interesting thing is the weapon that he's carrying is just a longbow, he's just full of ammunition for the longbow. He does have slung on his backpack a shield, and you do see you've seen him use a club as well, a great club. But his preferred weapon is definitely the longbow. So he steps up, wearing leather armors, and takes aim. And he's going to take aim at whichever creature has taken damage. Which one did we see take damage?
One of the centaur creatures.
All right, cool. All right, so he's rolling an attack. All right, with my plus, I got a 19 plus 11. I got 30 on the first one.
That sure hits.
And because I've got an ability as a fighter where anything 19 or 20 is considered a critical hit.
Nice.
Plus my bonus. And so on the first one is a total of 16 damage.
Okay.
If it's still standing, I'm shooting again. So I quickly do another shot. I got 19 again. So it's exactly the same. So jeez, double damage.
This guy. Who's this guy?
All right. So my total on that is 15 more damage, piercing damage, as I shoot him with my longbow.
Two arrows dig deep into this thing's flank, but it's still standing.
All right. And that's it for my turn. I will move in since we're 100 feet away. I will definitely move a full movement to get in closer. So I'll keep track of that. I'm at 70 feet.
One of the goat men, it is going to run up to, it's going to run up to Blake and engage you in melee. It is not able to attack because it has all of its movement to get up to you.
Wow, so that's pretty far.
Yeah. Okay, Tommy, you're up.
Tommy is basically a 6.5 foot Goliath with a grayish light purple skin with darker purple tattoos that sort of run up his chest and head, which you can see because of the deep V in the suit that we have established. And he is, was I any farther forward of the group than before? Am I any closer? Am I also 100 feet away?
You can be a little bit closer if you want. It's up to you.
I'm going to go ahead and use a dash action to get up to
There is one of the goatmen very close to you. Probably within 15, 20 feet of you, because it ran up to Blake.
Oh, okay.
If you just want to get at one of them.
And remember your bardic inspiration, that moving, touching song I played for you.
Who could forget it?
So I will run. I will run up so that I'm within 60 feet of the main group. I will turn my head to the guy who's sort of trying to fight in our back line now, and I'll say,
"Listen, don't you hear the sound of the universe?" And I will cast Toll the Dead. I need a Wisdom 16 save.
Okay.
Is it enemies or creatures?
It's targeted. It's just the one bad guy.
Sweet.
All right. You got a 13.
He wasn't already injured, right?
No.
So he takes 13 necrotic damage.
Oh boy. He hisses at you.
That's my action. And for my bonus action, because that was a cantrip, for my bonus action, I will point to the group and say, "You gotta believe in yourself." And I will summon a spiritual weapon, which is a framed poster of the cat hanging on the branch that says, "Hang in there."
Nice.
And it's going to swing and smack the closest guy.
So is the cat swinging the branch?
this is the same dude?
Yeah, we'll do him. Okay, so that's a d20, and I'll now use my... What's the bardic, Jonas? Rudolph, is it a d8 or a...
No, actually, it is a D10.
I'll probably save it, because I think... Yeah, that's a 22 to hit.
That hits. Is the Bardic Inspiration a one-time use thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lasts for a minute, and it's a one-time use.
Basically, I need to cast it again to... Yeah.
So that is 11 points of force damage.
Okay.
Non-lethal. Because I'm trying to smack it with the
with the poster.
With the poster.
It's still kicking.
That will be my turn.
All right. Two more of the goat men run up and are now on Tommy because he's even closer. And then we get to the injured centaur guy, and he has to roll a d10 because he confused.
Yeah.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. I'll tell you what happens on the 3. The creature doesn't move or take actions this turn.
Wow.
Boring. Boring, but, you know, it is what it is.
It looks down at its manacled hand and kind of scratches its head in confusion. And then we've got another goat man. And, boy, Tommy, you've got 3 on you now. They're just all charging. And then we go to Win. We made it to you.
We made it.
Yay.
So Wynn stands up from the pile of leaves she fell in.
And that's your action, right?
Yeah, definitely. No. She's got blue hair that has leaves sticking out of it and some really dented up.
Normally or just now because you fell in a pile of leaves?
Just now. Now okay. It's got leaves sticking out of it. She's got dented up armor on that it looks like it's seen better days and a flail strapped to her waist, and she's like, "All right, you motherfuckers, let's do this." And she's going to run as fat. Wait, how far away am I?
You can get to either the one goat man who's attacking Blake or the 3 goat men who are attacking Tommy.
I'm gonna go for one of the three that are attacking Tommy.
Okay,
that's probably best.
Yeah. I've got a speed of 45, so would I have to do dash to get there?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Wow, that's a hefty speed.
I'm fast and pissed, because I'm also going to enter rage.
Yeah.
That's right, I forgot you're a barbarian. Awesome.
I'm a barbarian.
That's a normal Friday night for me.
Are any of those demons obviously injured?
Nope.
Fresh.
Okay. I'm just going to pick one then.
The one on Blake is, but the other ones aren't.
Okay. I'll just pick one then and attack twice.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so that's probably going to fail both times. I rolled a 1 and a 4, so that would be an 8 and a 12.
Damn. Unfortunately, those are not going to hit.
Shit. Well, I tried. I'm still... like woozy from slamming into a pile of leaves.
I think that might actually be vodka. I think you thought it was water, but after the falling in the pile of leaves, now this.
I'm just so happy that we have someone essentially imbuing the spirit of Jennifer Cheek at the
the bad rolls. It's me.
It's actually now it's the other centaur who's also confused. God damn.
Give me a good roll.
I got a one.
So, a one. The creature uses all its movement to move in a random direction. To determine the direction, roll a d8 and assign a direction to each die face. The creature doesn't take an action this turn.
Okay.
It just moves. It runs like...
It just gallops.
I love this spell. It fucks everything up.
Yeah, it's great. I'm gonna say a one is directly at you, and then just goes around that way.
And Michael's loving the spell. You can tell he's really enjoying the spell.
I roll the one. In its confused rage, I guess it starts running towards the group, but it is still manacled to the other centaur, who is going to fall prone and get dragged, and I think it'll only make it. It's going to make it about halfway.
Nice.
Is it? How far does it go, Jonas?
Basically, it uses its entire movement.
So 30. It makes it 30 feet, dragging the other guy.
Wow. All
right.
And how much grass and dirt has the other guy been fed after the 30 feet of running?
A lot. It is. Yeah. He's got leaves in his hair too. The last goatman is going to run up to the two centaurs, seeing that these are kind of like their bosses, and
yeah,
they're obviously in a world of hurt. And he's going to slash down with his gross tail and break the manacles. And that is going to be his turn. And then we go to Blitz, who rolled the worst. And he's gonna stay where. He's a dual wielder, so he's gonna run up to one of the ones that are near Tommy. He's got his two short swords.
Swing both of them.
Okay, he hits twice. So he does. He ends up doing 18 damage to one of the goatmen. All right, back to Rudolph.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So it's Tommy that has the most amount of enemies around him, right, at this point?
Yep, he's got 3 on him.
Okay, so another bardic inspirational. Go, Tommy! Go! Go! Just let them have it!
Mechanically, I haven't used the last one, so I still have it. So I don't know if that... I don't know if you would know that in character or not, but...
Probably not, no. And I'm also super drunk, so how far away from, like, the action am I?
20 feet away from the one that is on Blake and 30 feet from the others.
Okay, perfect. I kind of, how does it, so when I have a spell that requires concentration, which is the confusion spell, I can still cast other spells that don't use concentration, right?
As long as they're not concentration, yep.
So then, Rudolph kind of stumbles a little bit and kind of just falls down on his ass in the grass and squints one eye and is looking Tommy's way, and he's going to cast Blindness and Deafness on 5th level. When you cast this spell using a spell slot on 3rd level or higher, you can target one additional creature for each slot level above the second. Okay, 4th level, so I can hit 3 of them. And the 3 around him, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, I cast it at 4th level, and essentially you can blind or deafen a foe, and I blind them. I blind all 3 of them.
Okay.
It's a constitution saving throw against spell save 17.
Alright. First one failed. Second one rolled a 1. The third one rolls a 20, so one of them succeeds, the other 2 fail. All right. So you've got 2 blind boys.
That's the sound that if Joker was a drunken dwarf.
Yes. And that is Rudolph's turn. He's now essentially sitting in the grass and laughing at the confusion and blindness that he has caused.
Beautiful. Okay, so now it goes to the first confused goat guy. What does he get? Like, does he get a save to get out of it, or
yeah,
how does that work?
Okay, at the end of each of its turns, yeah, okay. An affected target can make a wisdom saving throw. If it succeeds, the effect ends for that target. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, he rolled a 13, so he failed last time.
All right, so he rolls another d10?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is a 7.
The creature uses its action to make a melee attack against a randomly determined creature within its reach.
Okay. Boy, I think the only people within his reach are going to be the pile of centaurs.
Oh, no.
And the other goat boy.
A tragedy.
All right, he runs up and does his stabby. That is going to hit. All right. Ooh, this centaur is looking bad. It's not a centaur. I keep saying it, but it's not. It's a demon. Just want you all to understand. So that dude is looking rough. Tom, you are in a tree.
So who's, like, how many are left? Have any died?
None of them have died yet.
Christ. Who's, like, is there, like, a straggler close to the tree that I could get to without, like...
30 feet away are a pile of centaurs and a goat.
Oh, they're all, like, right on top of each other, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
But they're all facing towards this group that they're fighting, I would assume.
They're all facing away from you.
Okay, so I want to jump down to the one in the... like, to behind whatever the most backest one is.
Okay, probably the goat guy.
And then I want to... I want to do a stab.
Okay.
That's a 17 plus 8. So 25 to stab.
That is going
to
stab. It's going to stab him real good.
So that is going to be, let's see, that's 8 damage for just the stab. But because I was hidden.
Backstab.
Yes.
This doesn't know that I'm there. He also doesn't know me, you know, really.
He didn't even try to, he didn't try to get to know you while you were captured.
Not at all. So I get to roll another 5d6.
Jeezums.
Nice.
Yeah, so how about 19 extra damage? I've got two daggers. So with my second dagger.
Sorry, what was the total damage in the first one?
The first dagger stabbed for 8. Then I did a sneak attack, and I got 19.
All right.
Like sneak attack from that first stab.
So 27.
Yeah, but I got another dagger.
Okay.
And a stab with that dagger.
Like Tom does.
Yeah, the classic Tom move is just stabbing with daggers. That's going to be an 18 to hit.
Okay, that also hits.
That's going to be a 6 damage.
Oh, what does it look like when you kill him?
Woo! All you see is this thing just start bleeding and then die. I mean, like, you really don't see... You don't see what killed him. You don't see what could have killed him. You're only left to wonder and tremble in fear.
Okay. Blake, you have one goat man within your melee range.
All right. I am stepping back. Go ahead and take an opportunity attack on me.
Oh, boy. Boy, howdy, will I? I rolled a two.
You rolled a two? Okay, good. Whatever slashes at me misses. And right there, I just aim the longbow right down at it and take a shot. And I'm just like 10 feet away from him. Mm-hmm. I rolled a total of 21 versus AC.
That hits.
All right, and my damage on that is a 14.
Okay.
Additional damage.
Okay.
Still standing?
Still standing. You're looking rough.
All right, I fire a second time at it. I got 21, exactly the same thing on it.
Hits.
And my total damage on that one is 8 damage, piercing.
That does kill it.
Okay, I will use my action surge as a fighter.
Oh boy.
And I will turn, and whichever, I think you said a centaur was looking bad over there.
Yep.
Within the group. I'm taking an aim at that centaur.
Okay.
And going to go ahead and do a shot at the centaur. And we have, we have a total of 18 versus AC.
That's going to hit.
All right, the total damage on that is going to be 15 damage piercing.
Oh my god, the carnage. Shoot the arrow and it goes right through his neck?
Yeah, we'll go right through the neck.
And he dies.
And he goes crumpling down on his demon centaur legs.
I never even got to attack
him. Oh.
He looks really sad when he dies.
Oh.
Good.
Sarah McLaughlin starts playing.
What was his name? Did he have kids?
He had kids, of course. foals, he called them.
Foals.
Let's see, I can roll. What do you guys think? A D20 for kids?
Sure.
Good lord.
Well, only three. Only three kids.
Three kids. Was he divorced or have he left like a single mom at this point?
Yeah, he wasn't divorced. He was a great, you know, family centaur. This was his last job before he.
Oh man, he was about to retire.
Before he retired.
Oh yeah. Man,
early retirement. You know, he got into the demon army early as a young man. So now he did. All right. Well, I think you've done enough, Blake.
As my bonus action, I swipe my brow.
Tommy, you're up.
All right, so how many people are near me?
Oh, it's my turn?
No, it's Mike's turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
You have one confused goat man who is standing next to one dead goat and one dead centaur, and then next to another centaur. So they got those two guys sort of way back. Then you've got the three goat men who are on you, two of which are blind, and that's it.
How many are within 30 feet of me?
Within 30 feet of you? I think just the three.
That's good enough. I'm still holding my copy of the secret, which is also my holy symbol. I will use it to channel divinity.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Order's Demand. I present my holy symbol, and each creature of my choice that can see or hear me within 30 feet must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by me until the end of my next turn or until they take damage. I can also cause them to drop what they are holding if they fail. And the DC...
You said wisdom?
Yeah.
Boy, these guys have shit wisdom.
DC is 16.
And you targeted them, right?
Each creature my choice. So, yeah, so the bad guys within 30.
Okay, feet. Good.
Yeah. Not a creature.
Yes.
Okay, two of them fail. I'll say one of the blind ones, one of the not blind ones.
And I say as I hold this up, let go of your inner demons. They are controlling you. Drop your weapons.
What of our external demons?
I can't help you there, but your inner demons.
And we're demons all the way down.
So two of them are charmed and I cause them to drop. It's like the same thing. So if they're charmed, like I get to know basically who's charmed by watching them drop their weapons.
Okay. They don't have weapons. They just have claws and tails.
Okay. And they're not holding anything. Mm-hmm. But I can tell that they're compliant, basically.
Yeah.
And then I guess for my bonus action, I will move the cat poster 20 feet, which is hopefully close enough to get to something.
Yeah, let's say you're close enough to get to the confused goat man.
Okay, so the confused goat man is going to be smacked non-lethally with hang in there. I'm gonna use my inspiration.
There you go.
And Rudolph, that was a D10 you said?
Yep.
Plus a 6, so a 16 to hit.
That hits because of the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. And he'll take 5 force damage.
Ow! What the? Ow! Why? That's what he says.
You gotta believe in yourself.
All right, so we have the first goat man who is charmed and blind. What do it do?
I believe charmed just means it's indifferent to me. Let me see.
Yes.
I don't think it's not like the dominate or something. It can't hit me.
Okay.
It can try to do something else if it wants, but it no longer views me as a threat.
Okay. All right. So it is going to turn and it is going to move over to, well, actually it's blind, very blind too. It's a poor thing. Guys are monsters. All right. So it's going to try to attack. First it's going to move away. So you could hit it with a opportunity attack, Tommy, if you chose.
Can I hit it with a persuasion roll?
As an opportunity attack?
As an opportunity as it starts to move away, can I say, you don't want to do that? I get advantage when it's charmed. That's my question.
That is very opportunistic of you.
Sure, go for it.
Listen, son, violence isn't the answer. That is 19 persuasion.
It just shrugs and stands there. The next one, though, is going to swing wildly at you with disadvantage, although I rolled the same. Both.
This one's blind but not charmed.
Blind but not charmed. And it rolls a 20 to hit your AC, Tommy.
Oh, that'll hit.
Oof.
All right. They finally get a one hit in. So you're going to take 8 piercing damage.
Not the suit.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw because it's got a nasty tail.
Ooh. Nope, that's a 7. That's not going to do it.
Okay, you are poisoned. The other charmed guy is also just going to kind of go, then we'll go to Win.
So I am going to activate Frenzy.
Nice.
At this point, which means I get 3 attacks. Woo-hoo. I'm assuming that the 3 are still near mm-hmm. me. Okay.
They are.
I'm going to attack the one closest to me.
Rage buffet.
Oh. Okay. So the lowest roll I got was a 14.
That will hit.
Okay. So the 21 and the 26 will also hit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we'll do the dagger first. So that's 7 damage and then 2 with the flail. 15 plus 7 is 22 total.
Okay. What does it look like when you bash this dude? Because he did.
I skewer him with the dagger first to hold him in place and then just like helicopter the flail around and smack him in the head repeatedly.
That's brutal. The centaur that is left is still confused. So he is not in control of himself. And that's going to be a 2, Jonas.
He doesn't move or take actions this turn. So he's just standing there going like,
ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing? That's what he says.
Okay, so Blitz goes up to the one of the charmed guys on Tommy and stabs both of his short swords into him and killing him instantly.
Awesome.
And it's horrific. Rudolph, you're up. There's one confused goat man and one not confused goat man and one confused centaur.
So am I in within 60 feet?
I think all of them, yeah.
Okay. So who looks kind of the most fresh of the three?
The most fresh? I think it's the centaur, because he has not been injured yet. He is confused, though.
I'm just going to set the scene a little bit. So Rudolph, at this point, is on the ground, and he's actually rolled over to his back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's both drunk, but on top of that, he's been drinking water that he thought was pure vodka. So he's under, like, heavy influence of the placebo effect. So he is literally, he's seeing double. He's like, he's more or less incapacitated.
Uh-huh.
So as a bonus action, I'm going to like, he's trying to pour some of that water over his body just to like get the vomit kind of out of his face and like from his shirt,
mm-hmm.
like cleaning up a little bit.
Mm.
And then, he kind of looks, you know, rolls his eyes upwards, sees that horsey dude over there and points at him. And he's going to use vicious mockery. And he says, oh, you're, hey, you there, waterful scrotum poopy hat. Your parents never believed in you.
That is vicious.
Yeah, it's kind of vicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the target can hear me, he must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d4 psychic damage.
Uh-oh.
And have disadvantage on the next attack roll.
I rolled a 3. He's taking that vicious mockery.
He's taking that vicious mockery, so it is...
And actually, you notice that these monsters, they are done with this fight. And they are beginning to flee. So it's up to you whether you want to chase them down or let them run off.
Well, he takes 2 damage from the witch's mockery, but Rudolph is happy not to pursue. He's in no state to run after anyone.
Rudolph, We've been working on this. You can't put others down to lift yourself up. It doesn't work.
Hey, Blitz here. No, it did. It worked. Look, he's running away. Look, see? See, it worked.
I did it again! I am the champion of the world! I am the greatest hero of the realm! All hail Rudolph!
I don't feel good about letting them go, but fuck it, let him go.
But I want to kill another one.
The one charmed one does just kind of stand there. He's blind and charmed.
Can I kill him? Can I kill him?
There you go. Win, that's all yours.
Yes!
Win, that could have... all right, never mind.
Does she ask him first if he's a parent too? With children?
Nope.
Okay, so we're just leaving like children and single parents all over the place.
Right, he's holding a World's Greatest Dad mug.
Blake goes over and high fives Win.
Her hands are all bloody and she's just like, yeah.
I turn to Rudolph, who's covered in vomit, and I say, why don't you have a little bit more of that vodka there, Rudolph? Mm-hmm. As he starts to turn it towards his face, I say, geyser.
Birds like fog. Killed him myself. Every single one. Well, drunk and down on my luck. The rest of the band had it in no hand, and it hit the bushes muttering, oh fuck. So now the pose are Tom. Dragonborn. Seriously, owes me one. And while it smells good, it must be said and understood that nothing in this life can never compare to my reward. A golden vodka shower. Golden shower. Happy ending.
The Dungeon Master and Bart the Bartender are played by Michael DeMauro at Thrifty Nerd. Tommy Ribbons is played by Mike McMahon at ManMC Mike. Wynn is played by Ali Norero at Aluminum Iodide. Blake is played by David Stewart at Spudgam. Tom the Dragonborn is played by Mike Bachman at The Mike Bachman with two N's. Rudolph is played by Jonas Antonsen at J. Antonsen and rawfury.com. Jonas wants to make it clear that he's not like the character Rudolph in real life. For all the Patreon subscribers of at D&D Podcast, your support makes shows like this possible. Thank you.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at sirenscape.com.
The songs Rising Tide, Immersed, Crossing the Chasm, Rising Tide Faster, Hidden Past, Bent and Broken, Artifact, Long Road Ahead, Continued Life, and Evening Melodrama are by Kevin MacLeod at incombatech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.